May the peace of God Almighty abide with you as you join us on this edition of Trumpet of Peace. Trumpet of Peace is a powerful inspirational program brought to you by
Covenant of Peace Evangelistic Association Incorporated.
The set man is Jesus Christ and his anointed servant, world-renowned evangelist Alabijo, is the anchor man. As the word of God flows with signs and wonders from his vineyard into the lives of everyone, may his words turn us all into his instruments of peace.
Alaafia Olorun alaye ko wa pelu yin be ba tin darapo mi eto Trumpet of Peace kakaki alaafia tose yi eto yi kun fu opolopo mi si atagbere mi Olorun alaye tin sise ami ati se iyanu nile aye oni pojipo eto yi si wa lati ile ise Covenant of Peace Evangelistic Association Incorporated Jesu Kristi lo gbe to yi kale eni ami ro ranse Olorun alaye ilu maka oni wasu agbaye ni ajinrere alabi job Olorun lo lori eto yi e je ka farabale ka wa nkan fidile kawo boro olorun o se ma se opolopo si ami ati se iyanu kongbe kongbe lati na ogba ajara ti le aye ori ko kan wa to ba fokan dogba pelu eto yi ki olorun je ki oro na so emi ati eye di ohun elu alaafia
ogo ni fun olorun loke orun.
Glory be to the Lord in the highest.
Adupe lowo olorun.
We thank the Lord.
Eni ti o mu wa tesiwaju,
the one who is making us to progress,
nipa mimu eko oro Olorun wa fun yin,
in bringing the teaching of the Lord across to you,
asi dupe fun gbogbo iranlowo ti a nri gba.
I want to thank you for all the support you receive.
Adupe lopolopo lowo yin,
we are so grateful.
Gbogbo eyin ti o nawo si wa,
all those of you who has been giving us,
apa julo lara awon oloye wa ni ile Ogbomoso,
particularly from our chiefs from the land of Ogbomoso,
ti Oluwa nlo lati ran wa lowo,
whom the Lord is using to help us.
Oluwa yo ma bukun fun yin o,
the Lord will continue to bless you.
Loni,
today
a fe bere eko lori oro idile.
We want to start a teaching on the family.
Oluwa ran wa si idile gbogbo.
The Lord is sending us across to the families.
Nitori pe idile,
because family,
o ni ebun Olorun to tobi julo,
is the greatest gift of God.
Leyin ebun Jesu Kristi,
after the gift of Jesus the Christ,
ti se omo bibi Olorun nikan soso,
who is the only begotten son.
Ebun idile lo tun tobi tele.
The next gift is the gift of the family.
Esu na si,
and the devil knows this right from the creation. He has been waging war against the family, because he know quite sure that if the family is captured, the community will be captured, and the church of God will be captured as well, and the market will be captured, and the government will be captured. The devil has not stopped from doing this. This is the reason why we need to speak to the family. Particularly as we see that the war is raging high. Many families are failing, and it's not bringing joy to the Lord. Because when the family fails, the nation will fail, and the entire world will fail. And so for 4 weeks, we are going to be teaching on the family. And so our listeners, please call your relatives, call your beloved, and call your neighbors, that it is time to enjoy God. Carry your Bibles. Go to the Gospel of Jesus through John chapter 4. John chapter 4. We are going to be reading from verse 16 to verse 22.
To 19.
Carry your Bibles. John chapter 4.
16 through 19.
From verse 16 to 19.
Okay, bye.
The Bible reads,
Jesus wi fun pe lo pe oko re ki o si wa si hin yi.
Jesus said unto her, go call thy husband and come hither.
Mo fe ke fala si di oko re.
I want you to understand, underline the word thy husband.
Ese ketadilogun wi pe,
verse 17 says,
obinrin na down o si wi fun pe emi ko le oko. Jesus wi fun pe iwo wi rere pe emi ko le oko.
The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband.
Nítorí tí ìwọ ti lé ọkọ márùn rí, ẹni tí ìwọ sì ní ní ìsinsìnyí yìí kìí ṣe ọkọ rẹ. Mo tún fẹ́ kẹ́ tún fàlà sí di ọkọ rẹ. Ìwọ sọ òtítọ́ lé èyí ni.
For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that said thou truly. I want you to underline the word thy husband again.
Ẹsẹ̀ kọkàndínlógún tí a ti dúró.
Verse 19, where we're going to stop.
Obìnrin náà wí fún pé, ọ̀gbẹ́ni, mo wòye pé wòlíì ni ìwọ ṣe.
The woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká gbàdúrà.
Shall we pray?
Olúwa Ọlọ́run ayérayé.
Eternal God.
A gbé yín ga.
We lift you high.
A yìn yín gan.
We praise you.
A dúpẹ́ lọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀ fún ẹ̀bùn ọmọ bíbí kan ṣoṣo Jésù Kristì.
We thank you so much for the gift of the only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ.
A sì dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ yín fún ẹ̀bùn ìdílé.
And we thank you for the gift of the family.
A dúpẹ́ fún àwọn ìdílé tó ń gbọ́ wa lónìí.
We thank you for the families listening to us
today.
We pray.
Gbogbo ìdílé.
Every family.
Tí rògbòdìyàn ò jẹ́ kí wọ́n gbádùn ìgbéyàwó wọn.
That is being confronted by storm.
Olúwa kọ sí wọn lónìí.
Father, minister to them today.
Jẹ́ kí ẹ̀kọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ kó yé wọn.
Let the word be understandable to them.
Gbogbo ilé tó ń fi àtúnṣe lónìí.
And every family that need the church of God.
Olúwa ẹba ni tún ilé wọn ṣe.
Father, let there be touch.
Àwọn tó sì ń láyọ̀.
And those who are still having joy.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí ayọ̀ wọn kó túbọ̀ kún.
Let the joy continue to be
full. Lórúkọ Jésù Kristì Olúwa wa.
In Jesus the Christ name, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Ohun tí a ń kíyèsí gẹ́gẹ́ bí orí ọ̀rọ̀ wa.
What we are observing as our theme or topic.
Ó ní ìrètí tó wà nínú ká ṣe ọkọ fẹ́ tàbí ká ṣe aya fẹ́.
Is the hope in marrying a wrong partner, either husband or wife?
Ẹ gbọ́ lẹ́ẹ̀kan sí.
Hear me again.
Ìrètí tó ń bẹ nínú àṣìfẹ́ ọkọ tàbí àṣìfẹ́ aya.
The hope that can be found in marrying the wrong partner.
Ìbéèrè tí a ní láti béèrè ni.
The question we have to ask is this.
Ǹjẹ́ ó ṣeé ṣe kí ènìyàn fi ọkọ kọ́mọ jí ọkọ rẹ̀?
Is it possible for somebody to marry a wrong partner as husband?
Ǹjẹ́ ó ṣeé ṣe kí ènìyàn fi aya kọ́mọ jí aya rẹ̀?
Is it possible for an husband to marry a wrong wife?
Tó bá jẹ́ pé ó ṣeé ṣe.
If it is possible.
Èmi ló ṣeé ṣe pé kó fà á.
What is likely to be the cause?
Àwọn ìbéèrè méjì yìí la ó dáhùn lónìí.
We are going to answer these two questions today.
Ṣùgbọ́n ẹ mọ̀ gbàgbé.
But don't forget.
Ìrètí tó ń bẹ nínú ká ṣe ọkọ tàbí aya fẹ́.
The hope in marrying a wrong partner.
A bẹ̀rẹ̀ pẹ̀lú ìbéèrè àkọ́kọ́.
We are starting with the first question.
Ǹjọ́ ṣeé ṣe kí ènìyàn fi ọkọ kọ́mọ jí ọkọ rẹ̀ tàbí fi aya kọ́mọ jí aya rẹ̀?
Is it possible for one to marry a wrong partner?
Ìdáhùn ò ṣòro rárá láti rí.
The answer is not difficult to give.
Pàápàá jùlọ tí ẹ bá fara balẹ̀ nínú ẹ̀kọ́ tí à ń kà yìí.
Particularly if you pay attention to the teaching we have read.
Ìgbà méjì ọ̀tọ̀ọ̀tọ̀ òní Bíbélì sọ pé ọkọ rẹ.
The Bible specifically made mention of thy husband two times.
Ọkọ rẹ.
Thy husband.
Ohun tó dùn mọ́ mi nípa Bíbélì ni pé.
What gladdens me about the Bible is that.
Kò sí àṣìṣe nínú Bíbélì.
There is no mistake in the Bible.
Àti pé èdè ènìyàn ni wọ́n fi kọ Bíbélì.
And that the Bible is written in human language.
Jésù wí pé.
Jesus said.
Lọ pe ọkọ rẹ wá.
Go and call thy husband.
Ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tó lóun ò lọ́kọ.
But when she said she had no husband.
Jésù sọ ìdí tí ò fi lọ́kọ.
Jesus told her the reason why she had no husband.
Ó tún wá sọ pé.
And said again.
Òótọ́ ló sọ o.
It is true.
Òótọ́ ló sọ.
You have said the truth.
Pé ò lọ́kọ.
That you have no husband.
Ó ní o ti fẹ́ márùn tẹ́lẹ̀.
He said you have married to five husbands
before. Ẹ̀kẹfà ló wà ń bẹ̀ yìí.
And you are living with a sixth husband.
Kì í tún ṣe ọkọ rẹ.
In fact, it's not your husband.
Ṣé ẹ rí nínú èdè ènìyàn.
In human language.
Ọ̀rọ̀ tí a pè ní rẹ.
The word die.
Rẹ.
Die.
Nínú èdè òyìnbó.
In English.
Possessive pronoun ni wọ́n ń pè é.
It's called a possessive pronoun.
Ìyẹn ni pé ọ̀rọ̀ tá a fi dípò orúkọ tó jẹ́ tẹni.
That means he's using replacing the name of the person addressing.
Jésù kò sọ pé.
Jesus never said.
Lọ pe ọkọ wá.
Go and call the husband.
Ó ní ọkọ tiẹ̀ gan.
He said go and call your particular
Nígbà
husband.
Nígbà tó sì dá a lóhùn.
And when she responded.
Jésù lóòótọ́ ló sọ.
Jesus said you have said the truth.
O fẹ́ ọkọ.
You married, got married
Ṣùgbọ́n
to an husband.
Ṣùgbọ́n ọkọ rẹ kọ́ ni gbogbo wọn.
But they are not your husband.
Ọkọ rẹ kọ́ ni gbogbo wọn.
They are not your husband.
Ó fi hàn pé.
It established that.
Nínú ètò Ọlọ́run.
In the program of God.
Dájúdájú.
Really?
Ọkọ kan wà.
There is a particular husband.
Fún aya kan.
For a particular wife.
Aya kan sì wà.
And there's a particular wife.
Fún ọkọ kan.
For a particular husband.
Tó náà bí obìnrin bí Jésù bá sọ fún obìnrin pé.
And so if Jesus told the woman that.
O lọ́kọ.
You have no husband.
Bó ti ẹ̀ jẹ́ pé o ti fẹ́ mẹ́fà.
Even though you have been married to six.
Ó túmọ̀ sí pé.
It implies that.
Ó ṣeéṣe kí ènìyàn fi ọkọ kọ́ mọ́ jẹ tiẹ̀.
It is possible for somebody to get married to a husband who is not hers.
Ó sì ṣeéṣe kí ènìyàn fi aya kó mọ́ jẹ tiẹ̀.
And it is possible for a man to get married to a wife who is not his.
Bí mo ṣe máa ń fẹ́ káwọn ènìyàn mọ̀.
As I want, always want people to know.
Ṣé rí gbogbo òtítọ́?
Do you know the whole truth?
Wọ́n dọ́gba.
They are the same.
One parallel.
They are parallel.
Ta ba ro ti to nibi kan.
If we find the truth somewhere.
Ta ba si tun ba pade nibomi.
And we come across it somewhere else.
A ri pe won o bara dogba.
We will discover that they will be parallel.
Ki se nu mo je mu titun nikan.
It wasn't in the New Testament.
Ini oro pe oko kan wa fun obirin kan, iyawo kan si wa fun oko kan
gbe wa. That the what there is a particular husband to a wife and a wife to a husband.
Ni bere pepe.
In creation.
Ohun ti Olorun fi bere ri.
What the Lord used to begin is this.
Ti Olorun fi bere re.
This is what the Lord used to begin.
Nigba to mu aya wa fun Adam.
When he brought a wife to Adam.
Adam damo pe aya tohun re.
Adam recognized this woman as his wife.
Obirin tohun re.
This is his own woman.
Eyin e gbo Bible se wi ni Genesis ori keji.
You hear what the Bible says in Genesis
ni
chapter
Genesis
2.
Ori keji.
Genesis chapter 2.
E gbo bi ese iketalelogun ti we.
Here verse 17.
Oni Adam si wi pe eyi le egungun ninu egungun mi.
And Adam said, this is the bone of my bone.
Mo fe ko fala si mi.
I want you to understand mine.
Eyi si ni eran ara ninu eran ara mi.
And this is the flesh of my flesh.
O tumo si wi pe
it implies that
Olorun ko da obirin ti ki se ti Adam fun Adam.
God never created a woman who does not belong to Adam for him.
Ko si da okunrin ti ki se ti Eva fun Eva.
And Eve was not given a man who was not hers.
Bi Olorun ba fe mu obirin wa fun Adam lati nu nkan mi.
If the Lord was to bring a woman out to Adam from another thing.
O le mu wa lati nu nkan mi.
It was possible for him to do.
Sugbon nitori pe ilana ti Olorun fe tele re.
Because God has a principle he wants to follow.
O ri pe egungun ninu egungun ti Adam gan lo mu wa fun.
He discovered that he brought the bone of Adam's bone across to him.
Eran ara ninu eran ara Adam gan lo mu wa fun.
And the flesh of Adam from his flesh was brought to
Adam
him.
Adam ko si si mo.
And Adam did not fail to recognize her.
O ni daju daju.
She said, he said, really?
Temi leyi.
This is mine.
Temi leyi.
This is mine.
Iwo to n gbo mi.
You my listener.
Olorun ni eto pupo.
God has many principles.
Fun okunrin kan.
For a man.
Obirin kan wa.
And for there is a particular woman.
Ni gbogi.
In particular.
To je tie.
That is for him.
Fun okunrin kan.
For a particular man.
Obirin kan to je tie wa.
There is a particular lady for him.
Fun obirin kan pelu.
And for a particular lady as well.
Okunrin kan to je tie wa.
There is a particular man for him.
Tori na bi eniyan o ba mu obirin ti se tie.
And so if a man has not chosen the right person for himself.
Ti eniyan o ba si mu okunrin ti se tie.
And if a woman failed to choose the right man for herself.
Ohun to tumo si ni pe.
What it implies that.
O se aya tabi oko fe.
He has chosen the wrong person.
O se aya tabi oko fe.
He has chosen either the wrong wife or the wrong husband.
O ti Jesus so fun obirin yen yen.
And that was what Jesus was telling the woman.
Ma lo ti ni.
You have gotten married to five.
Elekefa lo wa lodo re.
And you are staying with the sixth
person now. Ma ko si okan kan ti se tie.
But none of them is your husband.
Nigba ta tun de a. Ta tun de arin awon eranko.
And when we got to the midst of the animals.
Olorun tun fi ilana kan na.
God still established another pattern.
Ninu Genesis ori ikeje.
In Genesis chapter 7.
Egbo nkan ti Olorun so nipa abo atako.
Hear what the Lord says about male and female.
Genesis ori ikeje.
Genesis chapter 7.
Nigba ti Olorun so fun Noah.
When God was speaking to Noah.
Lati mu ninu awon eranko mimo ati eti omo.
To take from the clean and unclean animals.
O wa so ni ese ikeji.
He said in verse 2.
O ni ninu oniruuru eranko ti o mo meje meje ni ki iwo ki o mu won ati akọ ati abo re ninu bibeli re fala si abo re.
Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee that by seven the male and his female, and of the beast that are not clean by two the male and his female. In your Bible underline is female.
Nigba to de awon eranko ti o ti etun mo.
Even when he got to the animals that are unclean.
O labo kan ti o mo wa fun akọ kan ti o tun mo.
He said there is a female beast that is meant for a male unclean male animal.
Itan yi ba yato.
This story will have been different.
Bi Olorun ba kan dede so pe.
If the Lord has only said.
Ninu eranko mimo.
In the clean animals.
Samu akọ ati abo.
Just take a male and a female.
Ṣugbọn Olorun ko so be.
But God never said that.
Olorun wi pe.
God said.
Mu akọ re.
Take his male.
Abo re.
and the smell.
Ati eto mo.
And the clean.
Ati eti o mo.
And the unclean.
Awon mi ra wa so pe.
Many people will now say.
Nkan ti Olorun wi ni pe.
What the Lord was saying is.
Aja ni ko mu faja.
You should take dog for dog.
Malu ni ko fun mu fi malu.
You should take cow for cow.
Pe ko tumo si pe akọ kan wa fun abo kan.
That it doesn't imply that there is a particular male for a female.
Ṣugbọn to ba nka Bible re dada.
But somebody who meditate on his Bible very
well. Yo ke si pe ko si asise rara nu oro Bible.
Will discover that there is no mistake in the Bible.
To ba je pe iru re iru eranko kan na lo ni ki won mu.
If the Lord has told him to take the type.
Ti se pe akọ re gangan.
That is not the male.
Tababo re.
Or the female.
Egbo nkan ti Olorun iba wi.
Hear what the Lord will have said.
Ninu Genesis ori ekini.
In Genesis chapter 1.
Nigba ti Olorun so nipa onirunru eran.
When the Lord was talking about different kinds of animals.
O ni ese ekini le logun ori ekini Genesis.
In verse 24.
O ni Olorun si wi pe ki le ki o mu eda laye ni iru re jade wa eran osin ati ohun tin rako ati eranko ile ni iru re o si ri be.
And God said, let the heart bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping things and beast of the heart after his kind, and it was so.
Ti Olorun o ba ni nkan mi lokan.
If God had no other intention in mind,
wipe,
he would have said,
mu aja.
Take dog
bi iru ti e
and his kind.
Mu eran abo bi iru ti e.
Take a female as and his kind.
Ṣugbọn Bible wi pe.
But the Bible says.
Ati akọ.
And the male.
Ati abo re.
And his female.
Ko sọ pe iru re.
He never said his kind.
Ẹyin ẹgbọ 25 ẹsẹ iwe yẹn kan
na. He had the same chapter verse 25.
O ni Olorun si da eran ko ile ni iru ti re. Ati eran osin ni iru ti re. Ati ohun gbogbo ti nra ko lori ile ni iru ti re. Olorun si ri pe o dara.
Verse 25 says, and God made the beast of the heart after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the heart after his kind, and God saw that it was good.
Pẹ̀lú eléyìí.
With this.
Genesis ori keje ẹsẹ ikeji ba clear.
Genesis chapter 7 verse 2 will have been clear.
Pé nínú ẹranko tó mọ.
That out of the clean animals.
Atako atabo.
Both male and female.
Ní irú tiẹ̀.
In their kind.
Ṣùgbọ́n gbọ́n tó lọ Bíbélì òwe.
But hear what the Bible never says.
Ọlọ́run kò sọ pé mú irú tiẹ̀.
God never says his kind.
Ó ní wá abo.
He said take the male.
Atako tiẹ̀.
And his own particular.
Gbogbo eléyìí fi hàn dájú gbangba pé.
All this established the fact that.
Fún akọ kan.
For a male.
Abo kan ti wà.
There is a particular female.
Bí ènìyàn ò bá sì mú abo tiẹ̀.
And if a male failed to choose his own female.
Ohun tó túmọ̀ sí ni pé kò fẹ́ aya tiẹ̀.
What it implies is that he's not marrying his
own wife. Bí ènìyàn ò bá sì mú akọ tiẹ̀.
And if a person failed to choose his own male.
Ohun tó túmọ̀ sí ni pé kò fẹ́ ọkọ tiẹ̀.
The implication is that she has not gotten married to his own
husband.
Ṣùgbọ́n
ìròyìn ayọ̀ ni pé.
But the joy, the good news is
that. O fi ọkọ tiẹ̀ o.
Either you are married to your own husband.
O fi ọkọ tiẹ̀ o.
Or not.
Ofe abo tie o.
You are married to your own wife.
Ofe abo tie o.
Or not.
Onko ni pataki.
It's not the main issue now.
Ireti wa.
There is hope.
O ba ni lokan je loni.
It may sadden one heart to
know. Bi opolopo idile lo ti tuka.
That many families have been scattered.
Tori awon woli eke ti so fun won pe aya re ko lo fe.
Because many prophets have told them that you are not married to your wife.
Won si loko re ko lo fe.
And they say you are not married to your husband.
Boya ngba won ti ri pe awon nkan o dogba daada.
Whether when they discover that things are not going on smoothly.
Wọ́n sì ti mú kí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìdílé kó ṣe lòdì sí ètò Ọlọ́run.
And this has made many families to kick against the plans of God.
Torí náà gbọ́ mi o.
Therefore hear me well.
Bó o bá dédé dájí bóyá gbẹ̀ bímọ méjì mẹ́ta mẹ́rin fúnra yín, tẹ wá kíyèsí pé ẹ ṣe ara yín fẹ́ ni.
If after you have given birth to two or three children for yourself and you now observe that you are in the wrong place.
Ìdáhùn kìí ṣe ìkọ̀sílẹ̀ o.
The response is not divorce.
Ìdáhùn kìí ṣe pínpínyà.
And it's not separation.
Ọlọ́run ti ṣètò.
God has made provision.
Ìrètí wà.
There is hope.
Ìrètí wà.
There is hope.
Gbọ́ nǹkan tí Bíbélì wí.
Hear what the Bible says.
Nínú ìwé Malachi.
In Malachi.
Ìyẹn ìwé tó kàn nínú Mọ́jẹ̀mú láéláé.
The last book of the Old Testament.
Ìwé Malachi.
Malachi.
Ní orí kejì.
Chapter 2.
Gbọ́ nǹkan tó wí.
Hear what it says.
Malachi.
Malachi.
Orí ìkejì.
Chapter 2.
Mo gbàgbọ́ pé ẹ ti ṣí.
I believe you have opened it.
Ní ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìndínlógún.
The verse 16.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìndínlógún.
Verse 16.
Malachi
Malachi
orí kejì
chapter 2
ẹsẹ̀ kẹrìndínlógún
verse 16
mo fẹ́ kó o gbọ́ bó ti wí dáadáa.
I want you to hear what it says.
Kó sì yé ọ.
And you understand.
Bí àwọn wòlíì bá ti mú kẹ́ ẹ kọra yín lẹ̀.
If the prophet has made you to divorce.
Wòlíì yẹn kò sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ti Ọlọ́run.
That prophet has not spoken of the Lord.
Tó náà mo fi yọnu Ọlọ́run bẹ̀ ọ́.
And so I beseech you with the mercy of God.
Tí ẹ bá ti kọra.
If you have not divorced.
Ẹ dákun ẹ jókòó kẹ́ ẹ gbá kọ ìdé ìparí.
Please sit down and listen to this teaching to the
Ọlọ́run
end.
Mọ ènìyàn dáadáa.
God knows man very well.
Ó máa mọ̀ pé ènìyàn kì í ṣe Ọlọ́run.
And he intentionally knew that man is not God.
Ó sì mọ̀ pé ó ṣeé ṣe kí ènìyàn ṣe ọkọ tàbí ayafẹ́.
And he knew before now that it is possible for a man to mismarry.
Torí náà, ó ti lọ ṣáájú ènìyàn.
And so he has gone ahead of man.
Ó sì ti ṣètò wípé.
And he had made provision that.
Ó ti ṣètò wípé.
He had made provision that.
Ọ̀nà àbáyọ wà.
There is a way out.
Ìrètí wà.
There is hope.
Tó náà kí ni ìrètí.
And so what is the hope?
Nínú ẹ̀kọ́ yìí.
In this teaching.
A ó kíyèsí dáadáa.
We are going to observe
it. Ṣùgbọ́n gbọ́ nǹkan tí Bíbélì wí.
But hear what the Bible says.
Malachi orí ìkejì.
Malachi chapter 2.
Malachi orí ìkejì.
Malachi chapter 2.
Ẹ gbọ́ bí ẹsẹ̀ kẹrìndínlógún ti wí.
Hear what verse 16
says. Nítorí Ọlọ́run Ísíráẹ̀lì wí pé, mo kórìíra ìkọ̀sílẹ̀. Mo kórìíra ìkọ̀sílẹ̀ falà, mo kórìíra ìkọ̀sílẹ̀ sínú
Bíbélì. But the Lord, the God of Israel, said he hated putting away, underline putting away.
Mo kórìíra ìkọ̀sílẹ̀.
He hated putting away.
Mo kórìíra ìkọ̀sílẹ̀.
I hated putting away.
Ẹnìkan fi ìwà ipá bá aṣọ rẹ̀ mọ́lẹ̀ lé Olúwa àmọ́ ogun wí. Nítorí náà, ẹ sọ ẹ̀mí yín kí ẹ má ṣe hùwà ẹ̀tàn.
For one covereth violence with his garment, says the Lord of hosts, therefore. Take it to your spirit that ye deal not treasure.
Ẹnikẹ́ni tó bá gbèrò láti kọ aya tó ti fẹ́.
Whoever make any attempt to divorce the wife he married.
Ó jẹ̀bi ìwà ipá.
Is treacherously.
Ó jẹ̀bi is guilty.
Is guilty of treachery. Ó jẹ̀bi ìwà ipá.
Nítorí pé Ọlọ́run kórìíra ìkọ̀sílẹ̀.
Because God hates divorce.
Ìwọ tó ń gbọ́ mi lónìí.
You my listener.
Èmi ò mọ bí tí wòlíì rẹ ti bọ́ ọdé.
I don't know how far your prophet has gone with you.
Tó mú kẹ́ ẹ pínyà lábàádì.
That has made you to separate without notice.
Mo láyọ̀ láti sọ fún ọ lónìí.
I am glad to inform you today.
Pé ìkọ̀sílẹ̀ kọ́ ni ìdáhùn Ọlọ́run.
That the solution, the response of God is not divorce.
Lóòótọ́.
Indeed.
Ó ṣeéṣe.
It is possible.
Kó jẹ́ pé ọkùnrin yẹn ìṣọkọ rẹ.
That the husband, the man may not be your husband.
Ó sì ṣeéṣe kóbìnrin yẹn má jẹ́ obìnrin rẹ.
And it is possible that that woman may not be your wife.
Ṣùgbọ́n ìkọ̀sílẹ̀ kọ́ ni ìdáhùn.
But divorce is not the response.
Ìrètí wà.
There is hope.
Ọlọ́run ti sọ̀rọ̀ ìgbéyàwó láṣẹ pé.
God has made the issue of marriage a perfect issue.
Ìdí nìyẹn tó fi sọ pé a ò gbọdọ̀ pínyà.
This is why he said we should not separate.
Bí a ti ń parí ẹ̀kọ́ ìlọlórí.
As we are putting this teaching to an end
today. Jẹ́ ká sọ àwọn ìdí díẹ̀.
Let's tell you some reasons.
Tó mú kí ìkọ̀sílẹ̀ kó ṣeé ṣe.
What makes divorce to be possible?
Ìdí àkọ́kọ́.
The first reason.
Tó mú kí àṣìyàn kó ṣeé ṣe.
That makes somebody to marry a wrong person.
Ìdí àkọ́kọ́.
The first reason.
Ó ní pé àwọn òbí.
Is that parents?
Wọ́n pẹ́ kí wọ́n tó gbàdúrà.
Pray lately.
Tó bá ṣe pé òbí bá mọ̀ pé.
If parents knows that.
Ọmọ táwọn bí.
The child they have given birth to.
Lákòókò ìgbà kan náà.
At a particular time.
Tí wọ́n ń sọ ọmọ yẹn lórúkọ.
When they are doing the naming.
Tó bá ṣe pé òbí bá mọ̀ pé.
If the parents knew that.
Ọkọ tàbí aya ọmọ yẹn ti wà lágbègbè ibìkan.
The husband or the wife of that person is already in a particular place.
Wọn ò ní dúró dègbà tọmọ fẹ́ lọ serve kí wọ́n tó béèrè pé o mọ́kọ wá.
They will not wait until the person is going for service before they
begin
to ask her to bring her husband. So
ìdí pàtàkì kan tí kẹ́nìyàn ṣe aya fẹ́ tàbí ṣe ọkọ fẹ́ fi ṣeéṣe ni pé.
One of the reasons that makes it possible for somebody to marry a wrong person is.
Òbí ò tètè gbàdúrà.
The parents are praying lately.
Ọ̀nà kejì.
The second way.
Nígbà tí òbí bẹ̀rẹ̀ àdúrà.
When the parent begins to pray.
Àdúrà ìmọtara ẹni nìkan ni wọ́n ń gbà.
They were praying selfish prayers.
Lọ́nà wo.
In what way?
Pẹ̀lú ẹ̀kọ́ ta ti kọ́ ẹ nísìnyí.
With the teaching we have learned.
Bí Ọlọ́run bá ti ní ọkùnrin kan fún obìnrin kan.
If the Lord has destined a man for a woman.
Bí èmi bá wá ń gbàdúrà fún ọmọ tèmi nìkan.
If I'm not praying for my own child alone.
Tí mi sì gbàdúrà fún ẹnì kejì tí wọ́n ti bí síbò mi.
And I'm not praying for the second person that is giving birth to somewhere else.
Tẹ́ni yẹn sì wọkọ̀ bàálù tọkọ̀ bàálù.
And that person now entered into the plane and there was a plane crash.
Tani o sai mo pe oni ti omo ti won gbadura fun yen ti o fe ki tun soko e ki si saya.
Everybody is now aware that the person that child will now get married to is not his husband.
Yo sa si fe enikan na.
Definitely is going to marry to be somebody.
Yo sa si fe enikan na.
Get married to somebody.
Idi keji niyan.
That is the second reason.
Obi o tete gbadura.
Parents don't start to pray.
Nimo eko to nbo won sogba to ye ka bere adua.
In the next teaching I will tell you when the parents should start to pray.
Nigbo obi si bere bèrè àdúrà.
And when the parents start to pray,
àdúrà àmọ́ tara ẹni nìkan.
They were praying selfish prayers.
Ìmọ̀ wọ́n ń gbà.
They were praying selfish prayers.
Dípò tí wọ́n ìbá fi sọ pé.
Instead of them to say.
Olúwa dá ọmọ mi sí o.
Lord, guide this my child.
Keep my child.
Keep my child.
Ibi ìyówù tí wọ́n sì bí ẹnì kejì rẹ̀ sí.
And wherever the second person is given birth to.
Hausa ni.
Either an Hausa man.
Ibo ni.
Or an Igbo person.
Yorùbá ni.
Or a Yorùbá person.
Ẹran ara nu ẹran ara rẹ̀.
The flesh of his flesh.
Egun rẹ̀.
And the bone
Nibi
of the bone, wherever the person
Ibi
is growing,
bao,
evil must not come across him or her. Protect, keep all of them together. That is how a parent should pray.
Nibi tasi wa agbadua.
And when we now fail to pray,
ti owo eni ti eni keji omo re bosi to je pe apa omuti olori buruku ta agbodo so mi ni.
And when the right partner of your child has now hung into the hand of somebody who ought not to be hung on,
o si didan come re o fe mi.
And it is real. It is possible the your child must get married to another person.
Niye.
That is the second reason.
Idike data o fi pari lori.
And the third reason where we are going to hang today.
Kilo Fatima damu yi ninu Joanu yi ti o fi fe aya ti e ti o fi foko ti e.
What is responsible for the failure of this woman getting married to her own husband?
Bibeli so.
The Bible tells us.
Nibe Jesu Oluwa beere omi lowo obirin yi.
When Jesus asks of water from this woman.
Ninu Joanu ori kerin.
In John chapter 4.
Ari idi meji pataki ti obirin yi fi se oko fe.
We saw two good reasons why this woman married the wrong person.
Ni ese ikewa.
In verse 10.
Jesu dan o wi fun pe.
Jesus answered and said unto her.
Iba se pe iwo mo ebun Olorun.
If thou knew the gift of God.
Ati en ti o wi fun o pe fun mi.
And the one who said unto you, give me to drink, you will have given me.
Ki lo fa ti obirin yi o fi fe oko ti e.
What was responsible for the marriage of this woman?
Ko mo ebun Olorun.
She never knew the gift of God.
Ko si men to beere lowo re.
And she never knew the one who was asking her. Who asked her?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus the Christ.
Eleda re.
The our creator.
Olurapada re.
Our redeemer.
Ko mo.
She never knew.
Ko si mo ebun Olorun.
And she never knew the gift of God. What is the gift of God?
Iye ti o ni pekun.
It is the eternal joy.
Ninu Christ la si ti leri.
And it is found in Jesus Christ.
Idi niyan ti Jesus fi yato si esin.
And this is why Jesus is different from
Ninu
religion.
Ninu Jesus ni iye wa.
Life is only found in Jesus.
Iye o si ni mole aye.
And that life is
iye
the light of the world.
Iye na lo si fun wa nipa iku re.
And this light has been given unto us through his death and through his burial.
Ati nipa ajinbere.
And through his resurrection.
Bi eniyan ba fe aya tabi oko lai ti imo Jesus.
If somebody got married without knowing Jesus,
99% ya shifeni.
It is 99% of mismarriage.
Tona iwo to n gbo mi loni.
And so you might.
Boya gba te fe ra yin e mo Jesus.
When you got married you never knew Jesus.
Ireti kan wa o.
There is hope for you.
Eyin mejeje pada sodo Jesus.
The two of you come back to Jesus.
Oto lo ku o.
That is really he died.
O jinde.
And he resurrected.
O wa laye.
And he's alive.
Te ba silekun okan yin fun.
If you open the door of your heart to him.
Atunse o bere.
There is a solution.
Tona e fe gba Jesus loni.
And so if you want to accept Jesus.
Eyin so pe Jesus.
You just say Jesus.
Wonu aye mi.
Come into my life.
Tun aye mi se.
Repair my life.
Ireti kan pataki ni.
That is a good hope.
Iye eyin to pe Jesus.
And as many who have called Jesus today, I congratulate you. Congratulations. Until next week, peace be unto you.
In the last half hour, we have enjoyed the message of the kingdom as delivered by Evangelist Alabi Job. And the program is sponsored to the glory of God by the Faith Partners and the
Covenant of Peace
Evangelistic Association Incorporated. You also can be a partner on the program sponsorship. Please send your love gifts now to the address Christ Headquarters Complex, Pakpa Alakpo of Adeniro Memorial Grammar School, Randa, Ogbomosho, telephone 0806-054-7764 or 038-720-309. Post Office Box 1912, Ogbomosho, email copia_ics@yahoo.com.
Lati nkan bi ogbon iseju seyin le tin jaladu eto tin fese ni le ona ijoba ohun to nwa lati enu eni ami oro Olorun alaye ajinrere agbaye ni eni owo Alabi Job. Faith Partners Covenant of Peace Evangelistic Association Incorporated lo so ni gbowo eto yi fun gbeleke ogbo Olorun. Iwo na le di alabapin ati olorunlowo lati se onigbowo eto na nipa fifi ebun ife ti yin ranse si Christ Headquarters Complex, Papa Alapo of Adeniran Memorial Grammar School, Randa, Ogbomosho, telephone 0806054-7764 tabi 0387203009. Apoti ifiwe ranse PO Box 1912, Ogbomosho, email copia_ics@yahoo.com. Ẹtun pàdé wa lórí ètò yìí lọ́jọ́ mẹ́jọ ní dédé àsìkò yìí kan náà. Àlàáfíà Ọlọ́run alàyè kó wà pẹ̀lú yín.